As we leave Parshas Bahaloyscha, I would be remiss not to highlight some important insights and takeaways from just the opening few psukim in the Parsha, because hidden in the words are fundamental principles that can help guide us through life when we zero in on them and study them carefully. Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and tells him to tell Aharon HaKohen, "Bahaloyscha es haneiros el mul pnei hamenora yo'iru shivas haneiros." When you step up to light the lamps of the menorah, make sure to light them in a manner which ensures that they continue to burn on their own without any pause. As Rashi explains, and make sure el mul pnei hamenorah yo'iru shivas haneiros, that the three lamps on the right side and the three lamps on the left side direct their light towards the center main branch of the menorah. That's where the focus has to be. Now, it could have just said, when you kindle the lamps, to iram, light them mul pnei menorah. Kindle them in a way where the wicks burn facing the main center branch. We know that the Torah doesn't add extra words unnecessarily, and it's only if it's for a purpose, to emphasize a certain teaching. Let's imagine for a moment a tree. It has a trunk. It has branches. But every branch, every leaf, every fruit sucks its nourishment from the trunk. And the more healthier and grounded the trunk is through its root system, the more healthier the branches are, and more healthier the produce are. The same we can apply to parents while raising a family. The parents are the trunk, the source of all nourishment to the branches, which are the children. Their physical and spiritual nourishment comes from them, depends on them. And perhaps this is what the Torah is implying. When you want to kindle the neshamas of your children, you must first kindle and fire up your own neshama. In such a way, the neshamas of your children will also be kindled, a result of yours. And how do you do this? You do it best by drawing energy from the main branch. That's the Messiah and the traditions handed down through the millennia, the uninterrupted chain from Sinai, the trunk of the Jewish people, which has kept us going till today. It is the tried and proven way which has survived the test of time and continues to flourish. This is the path that is guided and has lit life up for us throughout all the generations, despite all the challenges we've had to confront. And this we all can accomplish so long as our focus is El Mul Penei HaMenorah, so long as we are getting our spiritual nourishment through the unbroken chain connected to Har Sinai. And with the proper intentions, and with the proper attention to Har Sinai, the source of all that we have, we can hope through tefillah that our offspring will also focus on the source. And they too will receive their nourishment from their parents and from their rabbeim, who are linked to the original main source, which is Hashem, which is Torah Sinai. Have you ever wondered, how is it that our connection to Har Sinai is so strong? I believe Rashi reveals the answer when he explains the seeming repetition in the following verse. The Torah told us in the second pasuk of Bahaloscha, Vayas Kein Aharon, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Aharon did like Hashem commanded Moshe. And Rashi is bothered. It already says in the beginning of the pasuk, and so did Aharon do. So why the repetition and the pasuk gets to say again, like Hashem instructed Moshe? Rashi explains, Lahagid Shavacha Shalaharan Shaloshina. In order to expound on the praises of Aharon, that he did not change anything in the service of Hashem, he did everything absolutely as he was commanded. We need to ask ourselves, isn't it obvious that Aharon HaKohen wouldn't deviate from the instructions handed to him? What is Rashi coming to tell us? The answer, I believe, is that he could have possibly found good cause throughout Klal Yisrael's 40-year journey in the Midbar to deviate and compromise. That we can be rest assured of. But what we see is that instead, he remained firm and steadfast, and they didn't allow the trials and tribulations of the journey to get in his way. What a lesson this is to us as we go through life, to stay strong and committed to our values as we were taught by our rabbeim and our parents. They are the torchbearers and the extension of Hashem's commandments given to us at Sinai. And if he didn't deviate, it must also mean that he kindled the menorah every single day with the same excitement like he did the first day. And this is really what we daven for all the time. We pray to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chadesh Yemeinu Ki Kedem, renew our days. Now, like they were way back in the beginning, we ask Hashem, let our performance of mitzvahs and service to you be fresh every day. Let our service not become stale. K'mitzvah sanoshim ulamodom. We all know that usually as time passes, we get used to things. And although we were excited with our new home, our new spouse, our new car, in the beginning, when we first obtained it, but after a while, we become accustomed. So the question is, how do we keep our excitement alive? How do we make every day a first day? I believe the answer lies in appreciation. We need to try every single day to find a new reason how to express to Hashem our gratitude for maintaining our fortune in life and not chas v'shalom changing it for the worse. We all know that the Jewish nation thrives on chiddush. The Jewish peoples always are asking, what's new? In Yiddish we say, was is nice? Sometimes we hear Torah Jews, people who are engrossed in Torah study, they ask each other, Nu zaga chiddush? Tell me your new insight in Torah. Why is that? It's because we Jews don't know how to stagnate. Into our DNA is built a resistance to mediocrity. We as a people are always aspiring to greater spiritual and worldly achievements. So many of our great svarim are entitled with the root word of chiddush. For instance, chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger, chiddush Reb Chaim, chiddush Reb Chaim Ber, Reb Baruch Ber. Chiddush is what's emphasized in the title. We pride ourselves on chiddush. Some of the world's greatest inventions were Jewish. How did this start? This momentum started way, way back from Har Sinai. And although sometimes due to our exile, through to the hardships of Golis, it slackened off a little, but soon afterwards, it always rebounded ever stronger with much more energy. Because there were those amongst us that lived by Aharon HaKohen's motto of Lo Shina, not changing. No change was made in our core value. They didn't allow our core value to ever be changed. They sacrificed their lives to maintain and protect the integrity of Torah, as it was taught by Moshe at Har Sinai. And this is what Aharon HaKohen taught us, that it's not just about what we do, but how we do it. Doing a mitzvah every day with the same enthusiasm and the same excitement as we did it the first time. That's our goal in life. And what should really happen if we took HaKadosh Baruch Hu's service, our avodas Hashem, seriously, is that it should improve with time, just like good wine. not to allow it to diminish Chas V'Shalom. So we see here that there is a tremendous power to kaviyas and to tamidas, to be constant and consistent without change in all the things that we do, whether it's Torah study, whether it's tefillah. And this is what we see from Chazal. Kavata itim la Torah. Did you establish a set time? Which means don't change your study time. We see they talk about kaviyas makam l'tfilaso, the importance of not changing from the place that we daven, not shul hopping, not seat hopping. We find the same thing by the Korban Tamid, that the Kahana were makriv every morning and every evening. It was constant every day, same time, same place. So is there any wonder then why the menorah of Aharon continues to light for us even to today? Thousands of years later, after the first kindling, he was zeichu to a lot more than the Nesim who brought Karbanos at that time, which was only a temporary avoida. It was an avoida that Aharon was not part of. But Hashem said, Aharon, your avoida is even greater than their avoida. Your avoda, your service to me will last forever. And there are various reasons given for this. But one undoubtedly is that Hashem saw deep down in Aharon's neshama a commitment by him, lo lishanos, not to change and to do everything exactly as commanded. El mul penei ha-menorah. Always drawing energy from the trunk, from the center branch, from the foundation. And when we are committed, and when we are connected to our Masorah from Sinai, then what happens is we tap into the energy of that past moment, which then continues to stream its spiritual energy into us even today.